Andrew's Daily Five. Five. I'm Andrew. Join Lydia and me as we talk through all of They Might Be Giants' major releases, focusing on what we think are their most underrated songs. We can't be silent because they might be giants. All right, welcome everyone back to episode 3 of Underrated TMBG Songs with Lydia. We are going to the full band today, so we are hitting John Henry first. Lydia's got the first pick. So what do you think, Lydia? What's an underrated song from John Henry, this masterpiece of an album?
All right, I'm going to go with Thermostat. This is a song that shows up on the second half of the album, and it is one of my favorites in terms of the horn and brass sounds. Like, all of John Henry, pretty much all of it, has these very loud, bombastic sounds, but I think this song's one of the best examples of it. And I just love that in classic John Linnell fashion, it's about just a typical, mundane, everyday object, but it somehow turns that everyday object into something very vivid and interesting. And so in this case, it seems to be exploring kind of a duality of sorts between hot and cold. And you had this awesome chorus hook that goes, turn it up, turn it down, turn it up when the cold brings you down, when the heat bothers you, turn it down. And so it's just this excellent tune just built around the simple functions of a thermostat. And I just think it's probably one of the best Linnell tracks of that era.
Okay, here's Thermostat.
Oh yeah, and I forgot, he's also talking about car parts in the song, like an oil indicator and stuff, and I believe the thermostat itself is the thermostat that you see on like the gauges of your car. So it's just this very interesting picture of how the mechanics of a car fit together, and I think that's pretty brilliant.
Yeah, I gotta admit, I didn't even consider this one as underrated because this was my favorite song from this album all growing up. This John Henry was my favorite album growing up, and this was it is not my favorite anymore, but this song is fantastic. But I was surprised. I just looked it up. It's ranked 285 on the wiki. So how 284 songs are better than this, I have no idea. So this is criminally underrated. This is easily one of the best songs on the album.
I
so
agree.
Great pick. My song is going to be Extra Savoir Faire. This is a Flansburgh tune. And this one is ranked 699 on the wiki, so really, really far down. At a show in 94, Flansburgh introduced this song as about a guy on steroids, and he stated that he put it together on his wife's ukulele while playing it upside down, which is pretty cool.
I didn't know that.
This song always just makes me laugh. Like, this song is hilarious. There's some hilarious lyrics in this song. The one I like, I know just what to do when the ladies come around. You can try to copy me, but you'll fail. Now, you might think you're different, but time will prove me right. When you wake up from your dream, I'll be gone. And it's just a really, really fun song. Great instrumentation, some fantastic sax and stuff. Just some really, really cool instruments and jazz feel and everything. So let's take a listen to Extra Savoir Faire.
So I hear this one, the album, get a lot of, like, perhaps criticism, I guess, for being kind of slower and goofier compared to, you know, most of the songs in this album are kind of very driving and fast and intense. But honestly, I think this is a very important part of the album. It's just, like you said, it really is funny. It's just this picture of this guy who's just way too full of himself and way too big for his britches. And I think it's just like a classic Flansburgh song in terms of how it kind of has those, like, unexpected, odd kind of like, I guess, tooting sounds and just maybe like a tempo you didn't expect, you know? So I think it's really great.
Yeah, and I knew people like this in high school, so it kind of always made me laugh to, you know, see Flansburgh making fun of them. Yeah. All right, well, next album up is Factory Showroom from 96. I get the first pick on this album, and I'm going to go with Exquisite Dead Guy. This was ranked 440, so that's right about in the middle, so I think it's way better than that. It's track 4 of the album, and according to the band, this is a song of admiration for a departed hero. The title is inspired by the name of a parlor game of the Surrealists called The Exquisite Corpse, in which players take turns constructing a sentence word by word without seeing what has already been written. So that sounds like something that Linnell would write. I mean, it's just... awesome. Linnell is on the lead vocal. I like when he says, I swear I saw his mouth move. That's great. The exquisite dead guy and his not quite dead. So let's take a listen. Here it is.
Exquisite dead guy, rotating in his display case. Exquisite dead guy, swear I saw his mouth move. Exquisite dead guy, outside my high-rise apartment. Exquisite dead guy, hanging from a skyhook. How am I supposed to let you know the way I feel about you?
How this song just has that kind of like dramatic, worshipful like vocal intro of just ba ba da ba ba ba, and then like the epic like cello strings kick in, but they're literally just singing like about a dead guy spinning around. It's like just epic flourish over like the silliest thing ever. Like stuff like this is why I love this band so much.
It's so great, yeah. And those harmonies on the da ba da ba 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 da ba are just are fantastic. Yeah.
All right, for my pick, I'm gonna go with a Flansburgh track, the second to last on the album, I Can Hear You, and. This song begins with a statement of I Can Hear You by They Might Be Giants, recorded in the Edison Laboratory. And they're not joking around. This song was literally recorded in the Edison Laboratory. During the process of making this album, they somehow like struck a deal like with the Thomas Edison Museum in New Jersey. And they literally just went there like to record this song like on wax cylinder, like in the space that Thomas Edison once used to run experiments.
That's so cool.
And I mean, how
that
many so bands cool. do that? Yeah. Like, that's just wild. But the song itself, like beyond the recording gimmick, is actually just very, very fascinating in and of itself. The lyrics basically describe different advancements in human technology, such as ordering over a speaker at a fast food place, or getting a security warning message from the speakers of a car. And I can't tell if this song is reverent or if it's satirical. Honestly, it feels like a combination of both. Like, it feels like it's like paying tribute to the ways that humanity has evolved in terms of communication, but also kind of like making fun of us for just being like so lazy and expecting machines to do everything for us. So it really feels like some kind of museum exhibit to humanity. And so that makes this song really great. Not to mention just the very lovely stripped down kind of sound. It's very interesting to hear like a tuba and an accordion coming over wax cylinder.
Excellent. I love it. It was one of my picks. Here it is. I Can Hear You.
I Can Hear You by They Might Be Giants, made at the Edison Laboratory. I can hear you, just barely hear you. I can just barely hear you. This is a warning. Step away from the car. This car is protected by Viper. Calling from the plane, I'll call you when I get there. buzzing you in. What's your order? I can supersize that. Please bring your car around. I can hear you, just barely hear you. I can just barely hear you.
Yeah, my favorite is I'm buzzing you in, or you won't hear a buzz, but I'm buzzing you in, I'm buzzing you in. And there's just so many instances in life where, you know, things get broken up, you know, you can't hear someone really good, and they just do a great job of kind of combining all those into this awesome little 2-minute song. You know what I think they need to do, though? I think they need to play this at concerts unmiked and like have like a tuba, you know, they got the,
absolutely,
you know, they got Dan Levine there that can play the trombone. He whipped out a baritone or something last night and at the concert. I think that'd be so awesome if unmiked, they just play this song. This would be a great concert piece.
For sure.
Okay, great pick. Yeah, for again, sure. I had that one pegged for one of mine. It's ranked 506 on the wiki, so pretty far down. Last one for the day, we're going to talk about non-album tracks from 94 to 99. So there's a couple EPs in here. I'm sure Lydia's got all sorts of tricks up her sleeve of songs that I don't even know. Lydia gets to go first, so what are you picking?
Well, you're lucky because I only have one song in my mind.
Oh, okay.
And that song is Since Around. And this is a song that I'm kind of salty did not end up on the Factory Showroom main album. I think it might have been originally intended for the main album, but Electra Records got picky. But anyway, I think this has just some of the best lyrics that John Linnell has ever come up with. Just the kind of lyrics that I think only he could think of. This song is literally about a movie theater's sound system. Like, Since Around was like this weird trend, I believe, in like the 1970s of like just having movie theaters very loudly vibrate during certain like violent action scenes. And so this song is about a baby in the womb whose mother goes to a movie that's shown in Since Around. And the baby just describes how he's completely like shaped and transformed within the womb by all of the sound waves. And so this song like actually mentions like woofers. This song mentions the movie Jaws, and this song even like one lyric I really love is accidentally in a coal mine it was found when they accidentally dug too far down and found the Since Around.
That's cool.
Like, I just love when Linnell like really gets out there and surreal with lyrics, like literally just saying like we dug sound out of a coal mine. And so, not to mention that this song is like extremely like hard rocking with some loud guitar. It is like just very like booming in and of itself, so it fits with the song theme.
I love it. It's from the SEXXY EP in 96. It was ranked, I don't know if you looked this up, Lydia, but it was ranked very, very high on the wiki, as was my pick. And I can only account for that in that the people that have heard it love it so much that they give it a high ranking. But I never hear people talk about it. So I think it's a fantastic pick. Let's take a listen to Since Around.
Shake the room and it shoots. ballistic when the action went ballistic. 1 degree shy of sadistic, and the wild first spoke to me in Santorin.
Yeah, that's a great pick. Why is this song not talked about like way more?
Because it is on an EP rather than a main album, and said EP is also very hard to come by. Interestingly, this song was used in the Mighty Morphin Power Rangers movie in the 90s, so it is available on the soundtrack for that.
Go check it out, guys. Yeah, this is a great song. I think this may be like the pick of the day. I love this song. My pick is going to be from the Back to Skull EP, and that is Ondine. This was ranked pretty high as well on the wiki, so these two are kind of out of the box as far as not being ranked low. This one is ranked 96, and again, I just can only account for that as the people that have heard it love it. But I don't think many people know this song. In 2022, Flansburgh said, "I wish we had worked a little longer on Ondine. I'm not in love with the recording or the arrangement, and I think that could have been, we could have done that a lot bit better."
This is a good example of like the difference between like artist and consumer of art, because I actually think that this is like better arranged than some of the songs that are on John Henry, but then like Flansburgh feels really insecure about it. Really good example of how like you might feel discontent with something you've created, but other people might feel very different.
Yeah, I think that's a great voice, because I think he does a great job. The lyric I love is when he said, "I had the strangest dream. I dreamed I killed you again. Don't make me kill you again, because I couldn't bear to kill you again." Let's take a listen to Ondine.
Behind was an unloaded gun, and my face is blushing from all the things she's done. You couldn't miss that girl, 'cause here she comes. Ondine, back up, run over my body with your pickup truck and finish what you started. 'Cause I'm done. I searched the whole room over to find these words. She said, take away a souvenir of what's left of that stinger. She used to call me that. I searched the whole room over to find these words. She said,
oh, that guitar sound is just, it's just impeccable. Just the this is just a very like a very like dark and grimy kind of song in a very fun way. I have to say, like, if you like the John Henry album but you've never heard like the Back to Skull EP, do check it out, because I personally think the songs on it are just as good as what's on John Henry, if not better than some of them. It's a brilliant collection of songs, and you can find it on YouTube pretty easily.
Yeah, I love this EP. It's got She Was a Helltale Detective. It's got Mrs. Train. It has a remix of Snail Shell. It is a must if anyone out there has not heard it. Well, as we come to the end of the episode, Lydia is going to choose the intro song that you guys heard that we don't know what it is yet, and also Lydia will choose us an outro song. So what do you want to choose from these three albums? What do you want to choose as our intro song?
I think for our intro song, we should go with Hall of Heads.
Nice.
just the whole opening of dun, 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 dun. I always like how dramatic that one is. For the outro song, I think we should go with Your Own Worst Enemy.
Yeah, I had Your Own Worst Enemy on my list. It's ranked 414, so pretty far down there. That's a great song. Linnell's on the lead on that one. One thing I wanted to say about Your Own Worst Enemy before we hear it, there's a line in there where he says, full bottle in front of me. But for some reason, I've always sang full frontal lobotomy, and I just can't ever, yeah. I can't ever not sing that, and it's just yeah. it's just a great little turn of phrase there. So, great picks, yeah. And Lydia, thank you so much for joining us on this episode.
You're welcome.
We'll be back again next time as we make our way through the They Might Be Giants catalog, and I will see you guys next time.
Yay.
It's your own worst enemy. Ringing the bell on the door, and the person says nobody.